Yerushalmi Shvi'ath corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Mem Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Beis at the last Mishnah in the Maseches. Hamach Zechoy B'Shvi'ath Ruach Chachamim Nechay Menu. If one returns alone in Shvi'ath, the Chachamim pleases with him. Halei v'menage shenizkayu banav imoy lo yachzer lebanav v'mhichzer Ruach Chachamim Nechay Menu. If one borrowed from a convert whose children converted with him, he does not need to return the money to those children. However, if he did, the Chachamim are pleased with him. All movables are acquired through Mashiach, which is drawing the item to oneself, and whoever fulfills his agreement, even though no Mashiach was done, so he wasn't technically bound by the deal, the Chachamim are pleased with him. And the Gemara says, the Levana says that the Chachamim are pleased if one returns a loan to a convert's children, if he returns it specifically to his sons, who converted with him, but not to any other inheritor. Rav Yossi says that the phrase specifically to his sons teaches that if he had sons, those sons should receive it, even if he had daughters, and if not, his daughters receive it. Why is this? So that people shouldn't say that since his bequeathing to his children is not a Torah law, because he converted it and is considered to be born without relatives, his daughters should not receive. Similarly, a Yisrael who died with the only inheritor on his father's side being his mother, whose inheritance is not a Torah law, one does not need to return a loan to her, but if he did, the Chacham are pleased with him. Hagazlan she'asa tshuva uvikesh la'achzir es ha'gzeila ha'makabah menu en ruach Chacham neichem menu. The Bible says that if a robber repented and comes to return the stolen object, the Chacham are not pleased with one who accepts it, as it dissuades the robber from repenting. Mechir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hanoyse v'Hanoyse medvam Zimnin dat Amar Ein Ruach Chacham Neichemenu V'Zimnin dat Amar Ein Moisin Oisoi El Mishapar. Mechir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that one who negotiated a sale and then backed out, sometimes the Chacham merely displeases with him if there was no money given, and sometimes they give him over to the curse of Mishapar, which is the one who punished, that if he already, and that's the case of where he already given money and then retracted. V'Bizeira Rabbi Yochanan said that one who bought a field with money, but instead of giving money, he gave a ring as a guarantee and he wishes to back out to the sale, he may do so, although he is cursed with Mishapar. Rabbi Yochanan asked, does this also apply to giving gold as a guarantee? Amalei Tabas, Rabbi Yochanan says no, only a ring. Ma ben Zov and Ma ben Tabas, Shezov, Dalkwe Lishtamnois, Tabas, Be'inahu. What's the difference is that gold can be used as payment, but a ring is not. Rabbi Yaakov, Bazavdi, Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Litem Matan Lechaveir, Rabbi Kishlachzoboi, Choyzeboi. Rabbi Yaakov, Bazavdi, and Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, a person who said that he would give a gift to someone and now wishes to retract his offer, he may retract. Kam Rabbi Yossi, Im Rabbi Yaakov, Bazavdi, Amar, Hein, Lav, Sedek, Bein, Sedek. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi that didn't the Chachamim say about the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yotes Pasuk Lamed Vav, you shall have true scales, true weights, a true Efer, and a true Hin. And Hin means yes in Aramaic. Your yes and no must be true. Amar Vishasha Sha'ama Hin Shasedek Haya. Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi answered that the Pasuk merely means that if a person genuinely planned on fulfilling something he had said that he would do, and he was ultimately unable to do it, the Torah exempts him from responsibility. Rav Palag to Rav Amar Kadana Amar Levnei Vesi Litim Matana Levanash Lina Choyzebi. Rav disagreed. He says, when I tell the members of my household to give a gift to someone, I don't retract. Masnisa Pliga Arav Emesai Amar Metalton Niknum Meshicha Brushes Arabim Ibechotse Shaina Shel Shneim Brushes Aloikeach Kevin Chikibra Love Brushes Amoicha Lekana Ashagbir Oy Achim Sheikh Ezakol Murushus Habailim Brushes Ze Shayim Mufkodim Etzloy Lekana Achis Yazikenu Bahen Oy Achiaska Loy Esmekoimam Ma'avelarav. So we have a question. There's a Tosefta in Kedushin against Rav. It says that when did they say that movables are acquired through Mashiach? In a public domain or in a courtyard that's not shared by them? And if in the domain of the buyer, as soon as the seller agrees, it's acquired. If in the domain of the seller, the buyer doesn't acquire it until he lifts it or draws it entirely from the seller's domain. If it's in the domain of one who's guarding it, the buyer only acquires it when the guarding gives an acquisition of the domain over to the buyer or the buyer rents the area. This is a question against Rav, as it indicates that as long as the buyer didn't actually make an acquisition on it, the seller can retract. And the Gemara answers, Kan she'emidu imoy, kan b'shalay emidu imoy. In Rav's case, the recipient was in the house with him, and he told the household members who were guarding the object to give it to the recipient, who then acquired it through Mamad Shloshdan, which means via a third party. And the Gemara should have the next sentence taken out. It should now say Teide lecha dechad ba'anash afgid avon al milcha v'yikris af legabed rab amalei o yiten loy koi avunoi o yimsa loy lemi shepar. Someone once gave money as partial payment for salt that he bought. Salt increased in value, and the seller wished to cancel the sale. He came to Rav, who told him, either give him salt according to the money that he gave you, or if you back out completely, you can receive the curse of Mishapar. Rav said to Rav, Taman Amar, Hu Amar, Kad Ana Amar Levene Vesi, Litte Matana Levanash, Lina Chazabi, Vakan Amar, Amar Achen. The Gemara asked the question, the opinion of Rav seems to have switched. Earlier, he said that when he tells the household members to give a gift to someone, he doesn't retract. And here he said that he can merely give salt according to the money given, and he may retract from the rest of it. And the Gemara answers, Taman, Lemech Adin, Omad Rav Nag, Lemech Hasidus. The answer is, strictly speaking, he must only give according to the money given, but Rav himself was extra pious and didn't retract at all from giving a gift. Hadnolach, Hashviyeth, Uslikola, Masechef, Shviyeth.